Hey everyone, welcome back to Orlando and the owners' meetings. Mike Wobshaw joined by Kevin Warren of the Vikings. Hey Kevin, thanks for having us at the owners' meetings.
Good to have you here, and always good to see familiar faces from the Vikings.
Yeah. You know, you're around an event like this with the owners, who are the stewards of the NFL franchises and the league, and it's very easy to pick up on how much intentionality and care is being put into what's being discussed here, right?
Absolutely. I mean, this is, when you think about it, some major decisions are made here, and just the relationships that you build over the years is really important. And so there are a lot of important meetings, but then there are a lot of meetings that are important outside of the main meetings. And it makes it easy from a logistical standpoint to be able to see the people that you need to see, whether it's at other teams or from a league perspective standpoint. So it's not, you don't get a chance to waste a minute.
You know, you've really had a front row seat to watch Mark and Ziggy Wilf and their family become owners and remain owners and come to these meetings year after year. What have you seen from them, and as you've helped them grow and develop, and they've helped you grow and develop?
I mean, the Wilf family, as I've said it all along, I mean, they are, personally, I feel, the best owners in all of pro sports. I mean, you look at what they've done to this great franchise, to buy this team in 2005, you've heard me talk about the five goals that they laid out in October of 2004. You know, build a world-class franchise, build a new stadium, build a new practice facility, host a Super Bowl, then win a Lombardi Trophy. So we've accomplished four of those. But to watch them to come in, Mark, Lenny, Ziggy, the way that they've built their family, and they've had the same family values that they've built Garden Homes in for over 50 years. It really is a tribute to the family, to be honest, to come to every situation with the right heart, and to really help others. And it's awesome to see now that even the next generation coming along and learning. But they've really, you know, evolved into to very powerful, dynamic, very thought-provoking visionaries here in the National Football League, and you can see how they're shaping it.
Yeah, and in past owners' meetings with hosting a Super Bowl, building a stadium, and the new practice facility, you know, they've been on the agenda, I am sure. And now with some of those sort of in their rearview mirror, what are some things that the organization has its eyes on here at the owners' meetings?
I mean, now it's really important, you know, we've gotten off the mat. I mean, we have the best stadium in the National Football League and the best world headquarters. And now it just continue focus for us is to continually just build our organization. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there were years that we'd go into a year and plan to accomplish 50, 60 different, you know, projects or initiatives. You know, now what we want to do is to make sure we finish the build out of our new world headquarters and the ancillary real estate, make sure we keep our stadium clean and fresh, make sure we provide all the support we can to the football operations to build a world champion, you know, football caliber franchise, and then to continue to be really thought-provoking to do all the cutting-edge things with Gen Z and the women. And the other thing that's really important to me, and I know the entire Wilf family, is to make sure we're giving our current employees the resources they need to really grow and develop this next generation of leaders. And so it's an exciting time to be part of the Minnesota Vikings franchise.
Yeah, and one of the latest exciting things has been TCO Performance Center, which opened earlier in the month. What's the first 3-4 weeks been like?
I mean, it's amazing. You know, anytime you get a chance to work with such a great group of people, like I said, started by Mark and Lenny and Ziggy and John Wilf, but then our senior executives, you know, Don Becker and Steve Poppin and Steve LaCroix, Lester Bagley, and all of you all, to be able to work together and see all these different things that started in different people's hearts and minds and heads and spirits that made it to paper, and then to see it come to reality. But I knew it would have a major impact, but I probably underestimated a little bit of the impact that it would have. Yep. And to now have everyone in one location under one roof, and just the energy, the light, that all this has brought to our franchise, it really, really is exciting to go to work every day and to see everyone be able to prosper.
I think people watching on Vikings.com have seen the tours of TCO Performance Center. But what's next? What stuff is still being built out there? So what's coming next for TCO Performance Center?
Still, we have to finish the stadium, you know, that is done, and then some of the beautification. And so we have some, you know, some areas that we're working on. And it'll be exciting to see that, you know, come together before we host training camp, just to think that we have training camp there this summer. And then we have other discussions of different items that will come on board, you know, the STEM building and then other you know, real estate development items that we're looking at. One of the things I'm really excited about is once TCO actually opens up their doors and to see their medical office building and their sports medicine center, and we have the, you know, Vikings Museum and Legends Crossing. Yep. So there are a lot of exciting things that are coming on board that we'll see these next 4 to 6 months.
Maybe get some high school football games in there, right? You know, to help promote in the grassroots part of football. Right?
Yeah, once we get the stadium built, and then we plan on doing something with high school football this year, some Friday night lights, and to really help grow that. And so it's just going to be an exciting time the remainder of this year.
I know one thing here at the owners' meetings, the social responsibility initiative, people are going to start hearing more and more about that. I'm sure that you know a lot about it. What can you tell us there?
That'll be exciting. I mean, again, the league always does the right thing to make sure that they put the players first. And that's one thing that a lot of times some teams may really underestimate the importance of players. But overall, the league, the NFL does, and the teams do. They really understand the importance of our players and being great social conscious organizations and doing the right things. And so I think from a collective standpoint is that you'll see some really exciting things that come down the pike this year as far as make sure that we empower our relationship not only with our players but also with the community and to make sure that we're great social stewards.
You know, one last thing, I saw that David Baker, president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, is here, and I know a lot of Vikings fans are excited to have Randy Moss go in. So I'd like you to reflect a little bit on Randy Moss and your experiences with him and his career, and then also maybe the chances that the Vikings get behind the candidacy of Jim Marshall, maybe as a senior nominee.
I mean, Randy is a phenomenal player, and it's really good to see him kind of morph into a true leader on and off the field. So it's exciting to have him go in. And obviously, Jim Marshall deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, and I think at the appropriate time, he will. There are a lot of great players, but to think the number of games that he played consecutively and the kind of person that he stands for and who he is and what he stands for as a Viking. And so I think in due time he will be in the Hall of Fame.
You having fun leading the Vikings?
No, I'm having fun being part of a great team.
All right. Thanks for your time, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.